Rabbi Yosef Grunfeld, Yehudi or Ivri, what's the difference?
Suppose you know the story about Sam Cohen. No, then a story about Sam Cohen?
No.
Which one? Well, Sam Cohen was driving up the motorway on his way back from work when he got a call from his wife, a frantic call from his wife, Sadie. His wife, Sadie, says, Sam, I've just heard the 6 o'clock news on the BBC. You can't believe this. There's a Meshuggahner driving up the M1 on the wrong side of the road, and you're on the M1. I beg of you, Sam, be careful, watch where you're driving. So Sam said, they don't know what they're talking about on the BBC. One Meshuggahner? There are hundreds of them. Why did I tell you this story? Because it's a very Jewish one. Because we always seem to be on the opposite side. And that is Avraham or Ivri. Avraham is always on the opposite side. Ivri is Eva Hanor. Avraham stands for standing up for what we believe is true and for our value system. So one of the names for Klal Yisrael is Ivrim. In fact, we have two examples in this week's Sedra. Re'u hevi'a lonu ish ivri letzachik bonu, said the wife of Potiphar. Isho ivri letzachik bonu. And when Yosef speaks to the back and the baker, he says, Kigunav gunavdi me'eretz ha'ivrim. Ivri or noifi. We find the whole time that in the Torah, the name for a Yid is a Ivri, a Hebrew. But we also have another name. That's Yehudi. So everyone calls us Yidin. Where does that come from? I want to base this drosha around the word Yehudi. And in order to do this, I want to use a Hanukkah theme. We're getting into it. I'm going to be the first one to jump in. Everybody knows that the Greeks stopped Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Milo. That's what the Greeks stopped. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Milo. But not everybody knows a Bach. The Bach is famous for one thing, but not everybody knows it now. I want to read out to you the Bach. It's worth listening to the Lashon of the Bach. The Bach says the following. The Ikar Lemezek, he gufa kashya. It's interesting to be medayek that itself is a kashya. He asks what's the difference between the celebrations of Hanukkah and Purim. Everyone knows this. Lama leikom lemishta lesimcha v'gemba Purim. Why is Hanukkah so different that there's no physical celebration? So everyone knows the answer. Venera, the Purim Ika Gzeira Hoysa the Fish and Enemy Suda. The reason for the Gzeira was because we had physical Hanof in the Suda Vachashverish. So therefore the Gzeira was on our Gufim because our Gufim were Nene. Shtir Shel Iso, the Simcha Mishta Shel Iso. We were Nene from a Shtir and Simcha of Iso. Uksha Osu Tshuva. The inu nafshoisam, they did shuva and they afflicted themselves. Ukamosha omra Esther lechanosis kol yehudim val tochle vatishtu shloishes yomim. So they had a physical affliction as well. Therefore, all the celebrations are around the physical. So we have a suda, we have a mishnah, etc., etc. Vikav kovum le mishnah v'yomtov lizko ikar nes. Avo chanuka ikar hazei rahoyso al shis rashlu ba'avoyda. There was a weakening of Avodah, a spiritual weakening. Now everybody, that's the chilek between Purim and Hanukkah, which everybody knows. But I don't think everybody knows this. Listen to this, this is a brisa. Va'alkein, hoisav zeu levatl mehem ha'avodah, kedisanya bibrisa, shegoda aleihem levatel hatomid. The Gzeira was to Mevatel Tomid. We always know about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Mila. But here the Brisa says that they were Mevatel the Tomid. V'oidam relu mitzvah achas yesh v'yodam. Im atem Mevatelim oisam. If you're Mevatel them, v'yodam kvar hei mavudim. If you're Mevatel this mitzvah for them, then you've got them. V'eidah zeh, zeh hadlokas hamanoira, shekosa bo, lahar lois ner Tomid. Kol zman shumadlikim oisam, Tomid heim oindim. If you're Mevatel the Korban Tomid, and the menorah, then you'll get them. But as long as they still have the menorah, la'alas, it says la'alas ne tomid. So calls man that their ma'al is a tomid, tomid heim oimdim. So they didn't close down the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't close down the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. They closed down the Avodah HaTomid, and they closed down the Havlokas HaMenorah. Now, did you know this, Brisa? I just want to know, did you know this, Brisa? I want to be able to walk out of here and say, I told you something new, at least this. Right. Okay? If the question is like this, the question is, is this just a play of words? In other words, Tommy, Tommy. Lahalas ne Tommy, it says Tommy, there's a Tommy Tame Oindim. It's a play of words, a nice chazal. Or is there something deeper in this Tommy? Or is there a common denominator between the Korban Tommy and the Menorah, Hadlokas HaMenorah? And there is. And we have to begin this with a famous Gomorrian Brocha. So Gomorrian Brocha says the following. Vatara oi vatelet bein, when it came to Leah's fourth son, Latoyma, she said, Hapam Oides Hashem. She gave thanks to Rabbi Yisraelim. Al Kain Kor Shema Yehuda, she calls her son Yehuda. Vom Rabbi Yotnam Shom Shom Ben Yechoi, Miyom Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salomi, from the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, Lahoya Odom Shehoya LaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no person who gave thanks to the Rabbi Yisraelim. Until Leah came along, Vaidot Hashem Hapam Oides Hashem. Which of course everybody asked, to clear. Adam Rishon said, "Mishum Shliyam Shabbos Tov Leivis Lashem." Noach said, "Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem." Yeah, and don't tell me Avraham Yisroel Yaakov never thanked the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there are many different hesberim, many different pshatim. But there's one which I like very much, which I saw a number of years ago from Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman, and he says the following. He said, "Thanking somebody for something is not difficult." But human nature is that you thank once and then you forget about it. But if you want a relationship with Hashem, a relationship with Rabbeinu Shlom needs a constant awareness of the chassodah that he does for us. You don't thank him once. So what we do is, what Leah did is, was to use the opportunity of a big one. So she had the fourth child, and then she knew that she had more than her share in the Shvatim. She says, Hapam Oides Hashem, this is the fourth child instead of three. Hapam Oides Hashem, this is a big thank you. But the chokhmah is to use the big occasions to remind one of the constant chesed which Rabbi Yishtas does for us. Whether it's pranosa, whether it's health, whatever it is, whatever we have, we constantly receive a chassadim with Rabbi Yishtas. But normally when people receive something, they say thank you once. That's human nature. They would like to be meshubad. Very much human nature. You don't like to be meshubad if people say thank you and get out. Yeah? But to have a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you need to have a constant awareness. And of course, people thanked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam before Leah. Adam thanked, and Adam taught the world, the pagan world, that there's only one person to thank. And that's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who is the creator of history and nature. Leah went one step further. Beautiful idea. She called her son, Yehuda. Isn't that a beautiful idea? What does Yehuda mean? Thanks. So can you imagine, every time, Yehuda-la! Yehuda-la! Every single time she called her child, and a mother calls a child a few times a day, she was constantly reminding herself of the thanks which she owes the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Leah added a new dimension to the concept of thanks. Not that she was the first one to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, she devised a concept of making a constant awareness and relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlom. So she called her son Yehuda. I think that's a very, very nice thought. And this Yisod explains a very difficult Medrash. Because the Medrash says, what is the most encompassing pasuk in the Torah? It's a machlokes. Ben Zayma says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You'd agree that's quite an important pasuk. I mean, it's the foundation of our emunah. Shema Yisrael, the unity of the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's an important pasuk. Benana said, "V'ha'pt l'reach o'kamoicha." You should love the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, not the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You should love your fellow man like yourself. I would say that's a very important pasuk. That's Ben Olam l'chaveiro. So if you're looking for your soilus in Torah, so you've got one Ben Olam l'mokim, you've got one Ben Olam l'chaveiro. Now listen to this one. Comes along Ben Pavi, and he says, "Esakeves achot tase baboike, esakeves asheni tase ben aboim." Now, would you think that's central? Omad Rapplaini, don't know who it is, Omad Rapplaini, the Medrash, Al Raglov, the Omar, Halacha Keben Pavi. If you're looking for the central pasuk in the Torah, it's a kevus ha'echot tzatzi la'beka, it's a kevus ha'sheni tzatzi bein ha'boy. Question? Yeah. The answer is, of course, that the Talmud is the Briach HaTichon. Because the Talmud in the morning and the Talmud in the afternoon leaves us with a constant relationship with the Bnei Shem. You need Bnei Adam L'mokim. You need Bnei Adam L'chaveirat. But if you're not constantly aware of your Chiyuvim, then you're going to leave it to the side and you're going to leave the other one to the side. If a relationship has to be constant. And the Talmud Bnei Habayim and the Talmud Baboika gave us that constant relationship. And the Medrash says in Parshas Pinchas, "Et hakevus ha'echot tase baboika, v'et hakevus ha'sheni tase beinu aboyim." Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Siman, "Me'olam lahaya adam b'Yerushalayim." It never happened that there was a man in Yerushalayim over yodai ovon, and that in his hands there remained a sin daily. A day never went past when a man still had a sin. Kesa. Tomish Hashachar Machaper Alav Eresha Belayla. Sorry. Yeah. But Tomish Abin Abayim Machaper Alav Eresh Tenasa Bayayim. Because they were Mamodais. In other words, Klal Yisrael were represented in the Korbanos. There was a Smich and there was Vidui, etc., etc. So the Korban Tomid Babaika and the Korban Tomid Bein Abayim created a constant awareness, a constant Tshuva, a constant Kapora, so you have a constant relationship. Because they're central. Shema Yisrael is central. Vahapta is central. But if you want to have a relationship, the only way you can do that is by having a constant awareness. And that's what makes the Oilas Tomid so special. It makes Klal Yisrael special because they were makarvid every day. And that gives them the power of endurance. And that's common with the Menorah. Because what says in the Menorah? Lahalis Ne'a Tomid. And Rashi says, on Lahalas Ne'er Tomid, Milayla Lelayla, Kamoy Oilas Tomid, with Sha'ena Elamiyom Liyom. So you have a common denominator between the Menorah and the Tomid. The Menorah was Milayla, Madlik every night, and of course the Ne'er Tomid was constant in the Menorah, it never went out. So you have a constancy through the Menorah, Milayla Ad Layla. You have a constancy in the Talmud, Baboiko Ba'erev, and therefore you've got the common denominator between the two. Rashi actually gives us the common, Lahalas Ne'er Talmud, Milayla Lelayla, Kamar Oilas Talmud Shayna Elam Yom Liyom. So Talmud, when we talk about Talmud, we're talking about daily, we're talking about regularly, we're talking about constant. Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Talmud. Sorry. Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Adam. The neshama of an Adam is compared to a ner. And if ner in our eyes is a menorah, and a menorah is constancy, then the secret of the yid, the secret of the endurance of the yid, is tamid. It's constant avoida. And the Greeks understood that. The Greeks understood how important it was, the constant avoida. And their whole concept, as we know, that was the first time in the history of Jewish people that the anti-Semitism was in terms of identity. Again, that's not news. Haman was physical annihilation. Hitler, physical annihilation. And there's another form of anti-Semitism which is much more subtle, and that's what the Greeks did. They didn't say, you know, we want you out, they said, just join us. Just Hellenize. And thousands of people Hellenized. But they understood that if they want to get Klal Yisrael to Hellenize, they've got to create a distraction. Because awareness, a constant awareness, keeps your mind occupied with what you're supposed to do. But if you're able to distract, then you can filter in what you want to filter in. But you can't filter in if something else is there constantly. You've got to get their mind out of it. So they had to remove the tamedius of Klal Yisrael. So they close down the two things which symbolize Klal Yisrael's Tamedius. If they can stop the Menorah, and if they can stop the the Tomid, then that constant awareness will disappear, and then they can infiltrate. No fools. And that's what they were advised. You see, now we've got the main connection between the two. And that's the message of the Braita. Mitzvah achas yesh b'yodam. Im atim avat l'noisom yodam kva heim avudim. Ve'ez azeh zeh avlokas amanoi shekotah bol azeh tomit kot mashah madlikim oi shet tomit heim aindun. It's not a play, just a play on words. It says the halas ne'er tomit and tomit heim aindun. They understood the common answer to the two. If you want to destroy them, get rid of the Tamidians. Get rid of the awareness that's the common denominator between the Tomid and the Menorah. So it's not just a skula. And I'd like to suggest that maybe that's behind the depth behind the Nes HaShemen. Yeah? We know what the Nes was. The Nes was that it lasted for 8 days. There was only enough oil to last for one day. But what happened was, the next was, that they couldn't get enough, it took them 8 days to find the next lot of oil. And the next was that the Ribbono Shel Olam restored the Tamidius. If they would have had to have oil one day, and they would have had to wait another 6 days or 7 days until they relit the candles, then you would, again, you stop the constancy, and the Asod, the Briach HaTichon of the Menorah, which gives Klal Yisrael their constant relationship, is the continuity. So the nest, the depth of the nest is that it didn't stop. And the moment they lit, it carried straight on. Tinach, that's all very good when we have a Beis HaMikdash. But what happens when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? What happened when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? We've lost the Tamidius. To answer that, we have to go to another Gemara, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Mordechai was teaching Hilchos Kamitza. Everyone knows this Gemara. Vayikach hominis alavush besasus. I know it's Hanukkah time, but Hanukkah and Purim are comparable. Vayikach hominis alavush besasus. Oda legabe Mordechai. He went to Mordechai in order to put him on Achashverosh, his horse, and clothing with the royal clothes. Ashkecha Yodiyos Rabon and Kamei. Mordechai was teaching the Chachomim. Umachva Lehu Hilchas Kamitza. He was teaching them Hilchas Kamitza. The laws of Kamitza. Omar Lehu B'mai Sikta. What are you dealing with? What are you learning? Omar Lehu B'zman Shabbat 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 Soilet, and he would offer it as a mincha, and he would have kapora. Omalahu. So Mordechai says, "Osam mila kumsa kimcha didchu v'doch yasor al fikikur taspa." The fistful of mincha of kema, which you have taught them, has pushed aside the 10,000 talents of silver which I gave to Achashverosh to destroy you. It's pushed you. Yeah, it's pushed aside. That fistful, what did he mean? He's teaching them Hilchos Mincha. The Gemara doesn't seem to have any meaning at all. But the text is, of course, the following. See, Homer has made the Cheshbon. Homer made the Cheshbon, everyone knows that the 70 years have gone by of the Golos. And the Nevuah that Klal Yisrael would come back had disappeared. So that means Hashem has separated himself from Klal Yisrael. He has excommunicated himself from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have no more connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And it will never come back. And that's what Christians have been saying for the last 2,000 years, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has cut himself off from us. That's been their big methodology. We're the new people. The Jews have had it. They've lost their connection. They've got no Beis HaMikdash. It'll never be rebuilt again. They've severed their connection. There's no more relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Haman thought. And then he sees them learning Hilchos Kamitza. What are you learning a Chaskamitza for? You don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's gone. It's severed. You had it. Haman thought they'd been Messiah Tav. Haman thought they'd been distracted. And that's where we get in. I could destroy them. And he didn't know our secret weapon in the Sham or Porms Fosenu. That we had a substitute. Either through learning, Korbonos, or Tfilah. As the Gemara says, In Brochas, Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Bamor Eidat Yerushana," how do I know that Klal Yisrael will, and everybody asked the question, he had just said that V'herim v'Hashem v'yachshveh l'tztoko, and then he goes and says, "Bamor Eidat, how do I know that they will inherit, didn't believe in the Ribbono Shelam?" And the Gemara says the following, his question was, listen to the Gemara, "Omar Avram l'kam d'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, I believe I'll get the land, my children will get the land. But maybe they'll sin and you'll destroy them like you destroyed the Anshe Mabel. What's the secret? How will they survive if they sin? That was a brief Ben Astor. And take Kobonus. They'd always do Shuva. So I'll never destroy them because they've got Kobonus. Asks Avraham Avinu, "Tina b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayem, b'zman shein beis hamikdash kayem matay aleihem, omalek v'atikant lehem seida hakorbonos." I've given them the seida hakorbonos. Shekol zman, shekoren behen, every time they read korbonos, mali anelem kiilu makrivim v'fonai korban, v'ani moichulem kol avoy neseyem. In other words, we're not dependent on the physical hakrovis hakorbonos, the harlot's near tomid. We can substitute that through tefillah, as we know. Tefillah is substitute korbanos. But saying the korbanos is a substitute of akrovas korbanos. Om Rabbi Yitzchok, my dizichsiv zois toiras achatos, kol oisik b'toiras chatos ki lehikriv chatos. If you're oisik b'toiras chatos, it's like you are makriv chatos. That's what the briskers are doing. He who has never been to brisk and never learned kosher is missing out. I went to Brisk, I just wanted to tell you, I was in Brisk. You understand? It's just an advert. Yeah? But if you learn Koshim, you learn Hilchas Chatos, you learn Hilchas Oila, and Koshim is a magnificent limud. If you learn Hilchas Koshim, or you daven Korbonus every day, then it's Ke'ilu, you have been Makrib Korbonus. So we haven't severed the relationship. And Homer looks at Mordechai, and he sees him talking about a mincha. And there were more than 70,000 dollars without the base of existence. He says, "I know what's going on. I thought we got you. Your fistful of mincha. That's just a simon for korbanos. They happen to have been learning korbanos. They were up to mincha. That means they didn't learn Tommy. They learned Tommy as well. They were up to mincha. But he understood that mincha, we've had it. We can't distract Klal Yisrael." And here's an interesting observation, which I heard from my good friend of Todd Rismiller, which he of course heard from his Rebbe, the Moshe Shapiro. You've forgotten where we started. How long have I got? 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll finish, all right. Yeah? Huh? You've forgotten where we started. What was the question?
Yehuda.
Oh! Where does the word Yehuda come from? You'll not find the word Yehudi in the Torah. You find only Ivri. Ivri. You'll find Yehuda only for the first time when? Huh? I can't hear. You get it, that's quite right. Only in Golis. Doniel, if Guvrin Yehudoim in Doniel, Kima Vakimilu HaYehudim in Esther, La Yehudim HaYehudim, the first time you find the name coined for Klal Yisrael as a Jew, as a Yid, as a Yehudi, is in Golos. Is in Golos. And you know what that's saying? That's sending out a message to the world. Yehuda means Hapam Oydet Hashem, but Yehuda also means a constant awareness. That's what Leah gave us. A constant awareness. And that's symbolized by our Talmud, that's symbolized by our Kabbonis, that's symbolized by our Kriyas HaKabbonis, symbolized by the learning of Kabbonis. Of Yehuda is Apam Oida as Hashem, not once, but constant. That's the symbol which we learn means Yehuda. So, yes. I thought you were not allowed to ask questions in this kind of thing.
That's why I didn't say it.
Yeah.
But Victor Miller said the reason why the Goyim called us Yehuda is to remind us about Joel Yehuda, that we have to. That's our badge, they call us Yehuda.
Well, how did they know to call us Yehuda?
But they do.
Yeah, I know they do. So I'm telling you what Victor Miller meant. What Rabbi Rabbi, because he knew this lot, and he knew, yeah, that Yehuda means a constant aware. I don't know why the Goyim want to remind us about that. I mean, they're stupid. But you mean the Goyim are put there to remind us when we forget. That's the Goyim's job, to be a rod, to remind us when we forget. Oh, but the Yesod of Yehuda is a constant awareness that we know who we are. And we thank the Ribbono Shel'Olam when we keep this relationship going the whole time. We'll always continue. And that's why Yehuda is a godless name. Because we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. So it's what Ivri is who we really are. We're prepared to stand on the other side of the fence always. That's what he is. Ivri, Avrom or Ivri. But how are we going to retain what we stand for? Only we have that constant awareness. And in Godless we're in trouble because we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. So we call ourselves Yehuda to remind ourselves that we need a constant awareness. And I would like to suggest that maybe it's not a coincidence that Yehuda HaMakabi was the one who led the revolt against the Greeks. Yehuda HaMakabi, a very coincidental name. But what he was saying was, you can't infiltrate, we will not be distracted, we won't be Messiah Da'at, our Yiddishkeit is not for sale. And I want to tell you, I don't want to put too much onus on you, but until I did this sugya thoroughly, I wasn't so makpid on korbanos. And if I came late, very, very occasionally, I learned the korbanos. But if I came, if I came slightly late once or twice in 25 years, if I came late, very rare, etc., then I would either snobble up the korbanos or miss them out completely. But since I've gone into the sugya, what's that? I've sacrificed the korbanos. But since I've done this sugya, I must tell you that I'm makpid every single morning to go through all the korbanos properly, and I finish with Ribbono Shel Olam, which the Torah says you should say every day. Ribbono Shel Olam. After TV sonu lahakir korban tomid b'moyadai. So there, that's my message for you. May the time come when we don't have to say any more Ivri. No more Yehudi, no more even Yaakov, by Yisrael HaShevachah Espoah, Omolo Esteas HaShem Kamamili Amachos.